Thank you for downloading this podcast from the BBC. I'm Jerry Northam, and this week's profile traces the rise and rise of Britain's first female cabinet minister, Baroness Varsey. For full terms and conditions, please go to the BBC website. Baroness Varsey has spent much of her recent life enjoying a succession of milestones, the first known Muslim woman to be selected as a Conservative parliamentary candidate, the youngest woman in the House of Lords, and a breakthrough at the top level of politics.
First of all, a huge welcome to new members of the Shadow Cabinet. I think, Saeed, is actually you're the first Muslim member of any cabinet or shadow cabinet, so a bit of history is being made here in this room, but congratulations and welcome.
Now, with Conservatives in power, she's the first Muslim woman in a British cabinet. For the past 2 weeks, she's been attracting notice with attacks on Islamophobia, a fear which, she says, has become part of polite conversation.
It is acceptable around dinner to have these conversations where anti-Muslim hatred and bigotry is quite openly discussed. At various times, Britain has not been at ease with its various religious minorities. And I look at the way in which those challenges were dealt with, and indeed are continuing to be dealt with, and how we must bring some of those lessons to the rise of anti-Muslim hatred.
The fact that Saeeda Varsey is drawing attention while leading from the front comes as no surprise to some who knew her as a child. Saeeda Varsey's family, the Husseins, spent free time in Dewsbury with the Qureshis. And when they tired of Bollywood movies, the children, including Tabassum Qureshi, played together.
She always used to kind of tell us what we're going to play, where we're going to play, and who's going to be in which team kind of thing. So many years ago, we used to think that she was bossy, but in hindsight, I would say she was a child leader. I have a photograph in our family album. The picture has been taken while all the children were climbing up a slide. And there's about good 9-10 of us. And even though there were some children who were older than myself and Saeeda, but Saeeda was the one who was right at the top with her fist in the air. And I think she was even making a mark in those days that, yes, she's got to the top and that's where she belonged.
Saeeda Varsey is the second of five sisters, all of them encouraged, pressed to shine at school and university by their mother, Hafiza. She and their father, Safdar, had come to Britain from Pakistan determined to make a better life. Safdar may or may not have arrived with the legendary £2 in his pocket, but as Saeeda's sister Fakhanda remembers, his early years were far from exalted.
He worked in the mills for an awful long time. He then went on to work as a bus conductor and a bus driver. He worked as a local taxi driver. He did a variety of jobs until he decided that he wanted to work for himself. We saw him in the evenings and at the weekends, but largely Mum was the person who was around to bring us up.
And she wanted you all to get a good education.
She was adamant of that. That was one of her biggest priorities in life, was to make sure all the girls were educated.
Saeeda Varsey read law at nearby Leeds University and then York. In 1996, at the age of 25, she joined a firm of solicitors in Dewsbury, working for the former Tory MP for the town, John Whitfield.
She was like she is now. I don't think she's changed much. Without being critical, she was a fairly sort of upfront sort of almost pushy sort of person. She's got her own mind and she puts her points over very well, and I think she was thought by some of my Conservative with the small C partners to be perhaps a little too confident for her age and experience as a young solicitor. But no, I liked her. I didn't know whether she was going to stay in the profession for very long. I suspected she wasn't, and I've been proved right.
Earlier, she'd trained for a couple of years with the Crown Prosecution Service and the Home Office Immigration Department. It was through them that she met and crossed swords with a young Labour councillor from Rotherham, Nazir Ahmed.
I went to support somebody's application at the Immigration Tribunal. Saeeda was actually working for the Home Office and presenting a case. When I came outside, I had a little discussion with her, and I said, you were a little tough on the old man who she was actually interviewing. And she virtually told me to get lost, but that was the start of our friendship. And that actually shows how strong she is in what she tries to do. If she thinks that there's somebody trying to be in her way, she will be very blunt and very honest with them.
Saeed Avasi has not been afraid to rock the boat over immigration. I absolutely believe, she once said, that there is a marginalised white community and the dispersal of asylum seekers policy had dire consequences for our northern towns. These views found an early outlet in the local newspaper called The Press. Saeed Avasi contacted the editor, Danny Lockwood, to complain about an article he'd run. He invited her to the office and ended up giving her a regular column.
At that time, the BNP were very active in Dewsbury, and we were exploring a lot of the issues that they were raising. And Saeeda got on to say that she felt the BNP had a point, that they were raising issues that resonated with white voters in a town like ours.
Particularly immigration, presumably.
Particularly immigration, yeah. And she was breaking down, if you like, this invisible barrier of being a Muslim that was able to say uncomfortable things, which, if a white commentator said, would have him portrayed perhaps in rather more inflammatory terms as a racist. She was very anti-PC, which was incredibly refreshing. We gave her a two-page spread the first time she wrote for us. From there, she used that pretty much as a platform to launch her local political career.
Saeed Avasi's entry into politics left little time for the family business. The bed company, founded and managed by their father with the help of sons-in-law, was in trouble. It was chosen as one of the struggling enterprises to be turned round by the management guru Sir Jerry Robinson in his television series I'll Show Them Who's Boss in September 2004.
This man is rich and ruthless. Sir Jerry Robinson has made his fortune running Britain's biggest companies. Now he's helping family businesses in trouble.
Saeed Avasi appeared in the programme, opinionated as ever, even about her own family.
If it was my business, I'd sack a lot of them.
Jerry Robinson quickly worked out what was going wrong and agreed that the family needed to draw on the untapped talent in its female gene pool. But he meant Sister Naheed, not Saeeda.
I recommended that one of the daughters should take over the chief executive's position, although the boy should continue to operate in the company. I thought Saeeda was very ambitious, but I had a problem in terms of her capacity to be gentle enough in terms of taking up the reins under those very difficult circumstances where, you know, people had to be dealt with carefully, pride was at stake, this was a family. I just didn't feel that, she was the right person to run it, and B, that she had that, not exactly softness, but a kind of ease about dealing with people that, you know, doesn't leave them feeling trampled on, which is very important under those particular circumstances.
The following year, 2005, Saeed Avasi stood for the Conservatives in Dewsbury at the general election. She lost to Labour's Shahid Malik by more than 4,000 votes after a bruising campaign, which the local editor Danny Lockwood thinks brought out an unattractive side of supporters from both major parties.
You had two very combative, very passionate, very hard-working, young Muslim, ambitious politicians. And ultimately, when the votes were counted, I think Saeeda stood there and saw that, as she herself admitted afterwards, she was too brown for one part of the electorate and too female for the other.
But Saeeda Vasi's rapid political rise had begun. She'd been spotted by the then Conservative Party leader, Michael Howard, who made her an advisor on community relations and then vice chairman of the party.
I was enormously impressed with her when I met her in Dewsbury. She's obviously highly intelligent. She's very forthright. She's very articulate and is able to communicate, I think, extremely effectively. She's very energetic. She's a very warm person, very easy to get on with. I thought she was very formidable. But she also, of course, brought her own particular perspectives, both as a Yorkshire woman and as a Muslim woman, and those were both very valuable.
Under David Cameron, she rose further, a peerage, co-chairman of the party, and a cabinet minister. She's still just short of 40.
Welcome to Question Time.
One TV appearance in particular rocketed her to national attention.
And with me here in London The Conservative Shadow Minister for Community Cohesion, Saida Vasi, recently named the most powerful Muslim woman in Britain.
In October 2009, she appeared on Question Time with, among others, the BNP leader Nick Griffin. It was a white-knuckle confrontation. He had said that the programme would promote his party to the big time. In the event, even the centre-left Guardian concluded that if anyone hit the big time, it was the Conservative Baroness.
Mr Griffin hasn't been able to put forward his normal PR version of who he is, but he's been exposed for what he really is. Okay.
A month later, she found herself in another face-off, this time with radical Islamists who pelted her with eggs in Luton. As she brushed raw egg out of her hair, she insisted on challenging them over their interpretation of Islam. Then she used the media attention to position herself once more as the voice of the centre ground.
What you saw there actually was a direct conflict between the real British Muslims, which are these guys that are walking around with me, and you saw people who are actually bringing the faith of Islam into huge disrepute.
Critics of Saida Vasi are quick to claim that she's only got where she is because of what she is, a symbol of the Tories' determination to ditch their reputation as the nasty party. The website Conservative Home is edited by Tim Montgomery. He recognises the strength Baroness Vasi brings, but worries that she doesn't always connect with the party's heartland.
The grassroots have a lot of affection for Saida Vasi, but they don't always think that she speaks for them. She's very much David Cameron's chairman rather than the party's chairman, in touch with the grassroots, having not come through the parliamentary party in the Commons. When she gave her recent speech on Islamophobia, she actually libelled, I think, Middle Britain in suggesting that Islamophobia was commonplace around the dining tables of the nation. And it's positions that she struck like that have created a distance between her and the average Conservative MP and member.
Is she then the right person for the job?
She's a very effective spokesman for the party, but in terms of the kind of party chairman that Cameron needs, enjoying the confidence of MPs, she's not that person.
But to those who work with her inside the government, her recent attack on Islamophobia exemplifies the reason she's risen so far. The Minister for Government Policy Advice, Oliver Letwin, believes her speech showed the right person saying the right thing at the right time.
I think she's certainly right to raise this issue. We want a society which is open, tolerant, mutually respectful. And that's what Saida is on about, and she's right to be on about it.
What does she bring to the Conservative Party? Is she more than, putting it crudely, a token Muslim woman?
Oh, hugely more, yes. First of all, she's extraordinarily able. You don't get to be the chairman of the Conservative Party just on the grounds of your classification. She's somebody who has a terrific ability to communicate, which many of us admire. But she's also enormously energetic as an administrator and as an organiser. And, she makes things happen.
In 6 years, Saida Vasi has blossomed from first-time unsuccessful candidate to party chairman and the cabinet room. We've not spoken to anybody prepared to guess where she'll end up next. But wherever it is, she is sure to be noticed.